Scott Vesce, wealthfire.com final days report, episode 462. We're calling this VCast. Do you smell evil? I want to talk lawlessness, the end of food stamps, November 1st. If the government doesn't reopen, it hasn't, as I'm doing this VCast. And I also want to go into rumors of war. I want to share a dream that I had that I think fits Daniel 7 and the consolidation of 10 kings. Now, the last VCast, I said I was going to talk about the final AIB system. Look for that later this week. Now, the first story that I want to cover that's near and dear to my heart, because I spent my entire career primarily in the food industry. I studied food when I went to college. Big part of my life. Millions of Americans are at risk of losing food stamps. They are food stamps. They call them SNAP now, next month amid the shutdown. Why? November 1st is a key date in the government shutdown impacts SNAP, WIC, and Obamacare. I used to sell, when I was in my early 20s, just garbage food full of sugar to WIC, women, infants, and children. And so by the stats, I've seen between 43 million Americans are on food stamps. And the average monthly payments is basically $187 per month. Now, where is this going? What's going to happen? Maybe 3, 4, 5 VCast ago, I showed a video of lawlessness of a gang. They look like teenagers. A gang went in and robbed a jewelry store. It was coordinated. You're going to see that. You're going to see coordinated looting. Do you remember in 2013, EBT cards did not work at a couple Walmarts, and it was massive looting? I think they were testing shutting down those cards. What's going to happen? And then you just kind of peel back the onion. If your kid is starving, what would you do? Potentially. Grocery stores have 3 days worth of food. People don't realize that. 3 days is it. During 2008, I knew this high-powered financial person, and he told me that a major retail store made calls to Washington, D.C., and they said, if we don't get a loan, the stores will be empty in 3 days. Flat out, 3 days. Maybe this is why I had the dream to start prepping. If you can afford some extra, don't go crazy, pray. You know, you ask for discernment. Think about where you need to be. But at the end of the day, this is coordinated because, again, remember Kissinger said control the people by controlling the food, paraphrasing? Because if the government cared about you, they would teach everybody permaculture. Permaculture that I've talked about often in this ministry. I had a setup with my old house in Chicago. Is you would have a fruit tree, nut trees. You would shoot grapes up. And then you would have different berries, different edibles. You could even plant different vegetables, perennials. You leave the leaves. The soil was rich in nutrients. It was amazing. I had so much food, diverse food too. I didn't know what to do with. And I'll never forget this. They said, when I took that class years ago, this permaculture class for a week, they said they could feed the world population with the state of Missouri, that landmass. And I'm not talking about the existing state with mountainous and rolling hills and woods, but if it was all just kind of like where you could plant trees, they could feed the world with that. Think about Libya, greening the desert with primary water, giving away free land. There's not a food shortage. There is a scarcity deception. But think about this. 300,000 acres of abandoned land in Detroit. I remember sending a letter to the mayor and saying, let's turn this into permaculture. Let's teach people how to raise chickens and goats in their backyard and teach people to make cheese and butter. They don't want that.
We should be able to engage in a food transaction without asking the government's permission. Period. Across the board. I don't care whether it's raw milk, homemade charcuterie, cheese, butter, tomato soup, bone broth, whatever it may be. Neighbor-to-neighbor food transactional commerce should be able to happen without a bureaucrat involved. Right now, our food system is fundamentally enslaved and shackled to a plethora of scaled prejudicial food regulations that prohibit direct food trade, food transactions between neighbors.
And where's this going? It's going into massive chaos. It's going into organized looting. And why? Why? Because they need a surveillance pole in every city, as we've always talked about. They need the drones to follow these organized gangs. They need biometric entrance into these stores. We showed in this ministry years ago how they're putting cameras on freezer doors in grocery stores, how they have cameras, especially in the West, where you can't walk into the grocery store without showing your digital ID, your biometric ID, please. That is where this whole thing is moving towards as we see potential lawlessness. And I pray that this doesn't happen, but this should be a wake-up call. And even if you don't own land, let's say that you qualify for SNAP, for food stamps, there's always a solution. Guerrilla gardening. Can you find a way to guerrilla garden? There was a couple videos I played years ago of somebody in an inner city who was growing food on empty lots. They're all over the place. And I was talking to a brother in Christ today, and he brought up, man, think about the Deagle report of 78 to 80% of the Western population being destroyed and troops on the street already. This is a plan. This is coordination. It's going to get wild. And I just read an article, blue states are suing Trump's administration for the food stamp stoppage. They put us in these camps to fight, break from them. And the delusion on both sides is so thick. Now, you need to see the convergence of evil. We have the poor not being able to feed their family or making hard, hard decisions. We have inflation. And then we have AI taking jobs, robots taking jobs. Amazon switched to robots over human warehouse employees. We'll save it up to $4 billion a year, Morgan Stanley says from CNBC. But more importantly, they plan to automate 75% of operations. Drivers, warehouses. I think some of their stores, they don't even have people. And that goes back to my point of showing your digital ID before you walk in these stores. It's going to get wild. It's going to be wild. So as the jobs disappear and the subsidies disappear, it's just converging, my friends. It's converging for you to hook up for universal basic income in this Mark of the Beast system. And never forget Amazon. He had the CIA contract for $600 million for the back end, just like Oracle. Just launched facial recognition with Ring, joint venture with Oracle for big businesses and their cloud services. Amazon is a search engine. It's a huge search engine for products. Think of Alexa that called the police on a couple. They're heavily involved in the smart city delivery model. And oh, by the way, they just announced 14,000 job cuts. Now, the next story, I'm calling this the ballroom joke. Trump legal team files $230 million claim against the Justice Department over past federal investigations. Why not just arrest the people that did this? That was illegal. This fake Russian dossier, and even if they arrest them, will it be AI that we're watching? Will it just be theater? Never forget, Israel said that we basically are the producer and director of the world stage. And I'm going to play a video. Trump literally said, well, if I win the $230 million, which will be your taxpayer dollars, I'm going to donate it. Maybe I'll donate it to the ballroom, which has an estimated cost of $200 to $300 million. It's creeping up around $300 million. That's your taxpayer money. I'd rather see people get arrested.
President Trump wants $230 million from the Department of Justice. The president is seeking a financial settlement to resolve complaints of being targeted by the FBI, first in the Russiagate investigation and then in the federal raid of Mar-a-Lago to retrieve classified documents. A representative of the president's personal legal team said in a statement, quote, President Trump continues to fight back against all Democrat-led witch hunts. Now, the DOJ is currently run by Attorney General Pam Bondi and funded by American tax dollars. The president himself was asked about his legal efforts, and after at first seeming not to know what the heck the reporter was talking about, he then offered this.
They probably owe me a lot of money, but if I get money from our country, I'll do something nice with it, like give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House.
But if you follow our ministry going way back to all the persecution, I said these indictments, the persecution of Trump and the legal stand is a paper tiger. It's almost like we're watching big time wrestling. I don't know. This, it just bugs me. The only thing I must say that made me say, well, it is what it is when they tore down the East Wing. At first, I was a little crushed because I love historical buildings. It's just something I'd love to go through old towns and just kind of see the charm of the old towns, especially on the East Coast. And the East Wing was built, I think, in 1942. So it's not part of the original design. But with that said, I was talking to a colleague of mine who's all pro-Trump and follows Alex Jones, and which I think is controlled opposition in my humble opinion. He's like, well, Google and Amazon and all these big tech companies are funding this. I was like, that's even worse. That's the AIB system. So he's going to be beholden to them as people go hungry. He doesn't care about you, my friends. He's part of the club. MAGA is the highest rank of the Church of Satan. All right. I want to talk rumors of war. Another end of days sign. I just thought this was interesting. Maduro, the Venezuela president, was calling out the genocide in Israel. But the person running against him, the presidential opponent, Maria Corina Machado, said Israel's struggle is Venezuela's struggle. Folks, the U.S. attacking these speedboats, supposedly this drug war, is laughable because, remember, USA Inc. runs the drugs. And if you don't believe me, go to a wild, different, low-key search engine, a truth search engine, and type in the Clinton Chronicles and check that out. Has Bush in it, has the Clintons in it, Nina Arkansas, kids getting murdered, banks, bogus loans, deep judges. It's deep. USA Inc. created acid. USA Inc. put drugs in dead GIs' coffins in Vietnam. USA Inc. was involved in heroin poppy fields in Afghanistan. The world runs on drugs and human trafficking. So don't believe that narrative. This is about regime change for the woman of the Book of Revelation. That is, in my humble opinion, Israel, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Israel killed the prophets, the Old Testament prophets. Jerusalem sits on seven hills. Jerusalem is pushing the Noahide laws. And I've done a couple Bible studies thereof. Watch Rome, for sure, but I think that's part of the beast system, because the 10 kings in the end will kick the woman off the beast system and will hate her. The 10 kings will burn the whore, burn the woman.
How did you convince Hezbollah to buy this?
Well, obviously, they didn't know that they were buying it from Israel.
Who did they buy it from, or think they were buying it from?
We have an incredible array of possibilities of creating foreign companies that have no way being traced back to Israel. Shell companies over shell companies who affect the supply chain to our favor. We create a pretend world. We are a global production company. We write the screenplay. We're the directors. We're the producers. We're the main actors. And the world is our stage.
But what is hilarious is this woman, Maria, she won the Nobel Peace Prize. They need an oil-friendly president as well, especially as AI gets ramped up and sucks all our water and sucks all the electricity, and then you charge more, and everything that you have is measured with smart meters. Remember the former Nestle CEO that was an interim person for the World Economic Forum, basically went on to say that you shouldn't have that much water. They're taking it. And personally, I think they could tap into primary water. We've done a couple podcasts how below the Earth's surface, according to Northwestern University, there's water that is five times what we see on land. And never forget, the Mexican president was predicted by The Economist magazine, part of the tribe. Many people died, but they got their way. So what's the real reason they're going after Venezuela? I'm going to share a dream. And again, the only reason why I'm doing this news ministry is I would have dreams that would come true. And I've had some wild dreams over the years on prophecy that I think fit the book. and I was shown something the other day that I want to cover. So Daniel 7, there's an alternative point of view that Daniel 7 is an end of days vision, not Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Pastors that I like to listen to all have done amazing studies thereof. And I'll put a thumbnail up of a study that I did, because I was reading that. I was like, is Daniel 7 an end of days vision? And then I was looking for second witnesses, and sure enough, I found them. But let's read Daniel 7, 24. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. So when you read Daniel 7, it's talking about the bear. So the point of view is the bear is Russia. The lion is the UK. And out of the lion comes the eagle, USA Inc. And then the leopard, from the three or four pastors that actually kind of came to the same conclusion I did, is the leopard. I remember some of them thought that was Germany or maybe the EU, and others think that has to do with Muslim countries. But what I was fascinated about is Putin said, whomever has the best AI will rule the world. What happened in the UK? USA Inc. just invested or is going to invest this AIB system there. Of course, we are investing in this technology. And then if the leopard is, if it's Muslim countries, and I can't remember the pastor that had that point of view, and he had some interesting points, or these Muslim countries are going to invest billions and billions of dollars into this AI system. And again, we know in the book of Revelation that 10 kings will rule with the Antichrist and hate the whore. And the 10 horns that were in his head, that blows me away. In his head, the Antichrist's head, and the 10 horns that were in his head. Because I wonder sometimes with the 10 kings, we always think about the Club of Rome. There are multiple maps. A lot of listeners have sent me different maps of the 10 kings. Some think it's part of the UN. I think there are two different Club of Rome maps. And my big thing is, how will AI be incorporated with the regions, with locations, with new so-called countries? It's a fascinating question, my friends. And then how does that fit Daniel 7 in the consolidation of three kings? Because as we learn more, about prophecy as time goes on, we always have to go back and reinterpret scripture. And the other which he came up, before whom three fell. So there's going to be a falling. I wonder, because it says in Daniel 7 that the bear basically chews up three rib cages, three kings falling. Is that what that means? Even of that horn that had eyes, the mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. And so how does this pertain to the dream that I had? I had a dream that Russia demonstrated a secret weapon. So I'll just go over the dream real quick. So there was a crowd of people, and it looked like it was a Muslim man or maybe a Hispanic man, but there were a lot of people. And I saw this projectile. I don't know if it was a projectile or a flash of light, but when it hit, there was this massive explosion, and it wasn't a mushroom cloud. It was this massive explosion. And I was trying to think of in context. So I'm from a town of about 12,000 people. I would say a quarter of that town, that space, would have been wiped out. So multiple square miles were taken out. And again, I'm not sure in my dream if the weapon was sent to a field or wiped out people, but everybody in the crowd was blown away, and they're filming something. I need to pause. Blown away, not blown up. When I say blown away, meaning they were, whoa, what type of weapon system was it? And they were filming the explosion and this purple, blue, purplish honeycomb lightning came flying out. The world was astonished. The balance of power seemed to have shifted. The explosion was so massive, and this is what was different. This is why I knew it was a secret weapon, is it had this purple bluish lightning come out of it, and it was in a honeycomb shape. And this reminds me of a dream that I had, and I'll put the thumbnail up, where I saw the clouds in this honeycomb shape. And in my spirit, it says, run home. Run home, get out. So again, I'm not sure if this was, I'm not sure what exactly this weapon was, but the world was astonished. They demonstrated the secret weapon. Then the next part of my dream, I saw these Russian diplomats blaming a pilot for this secret weapon aggression, but it was really a show of force. And I think it's going to be in the European theater. But then I started thinking about this, realized Russia is in Cuba. They've been flying by the Alaska coast. And we've covered how the bear, Russia, is cozying up to Mexico. So we'll see, my friends. I just wanted to share that the world was stunned. My question is, the reason why I covered Daniel 7, about Daniel 7 being an end of days vision, 100% end of days vision versus the classic interpretation of the Nebuchadnezzar dream, there's going to be three kings subdued. How does this secret weapon play into the consolidation of the 10 kings that ruled the Antichrist, where the world is scared? How does this weapon system fit the Deagle Report and the destruction of the West, this plan? And again, I think war is a script. I think death will be real. Thank you for your support. And again, the next VCast, I'm going to discuss some interesting findings of what I think what the final AIB system will look like.